From KALW News, I'm Johanna Miyake with an election brief, your quick guide to what's on the ballot. Today, we're talking about San Francisco's Proposition E. From our friends at San Francisco Public Press, here's reporter Mel Baker.
Proposition E would create a 5-member task force to assess San Francisco's many commissions and recommend whether they should be altered or eliminated to improve local governance. The measure was placed on the ballot by Board of Supervisors President and mayoral candidate Aaron Peskin to counter Proposition D, which would strictly cap the number of city commissions, limit their power, and give the mayor greater authority to hire and fire department heads. Peskin says Prop E ensures that changes will be made to the city's structure with transparency and input from the public and experts. Opponents of Proposition E call it a poison pill to undermine all reform of the commission system. The commission streamlining task force created by Prop E would have until February of 2026 to issue its recommendations to the Board of Supervisors, which would then put those changes before voters in a future election. Proposition D, on the other hand, would require that the changes to the commissions and to the city governance structure be completed by the same timeline of early 2026. Campaigns supporting Prop E have raised about $18,000. Campaign committees opposing Prop E and supporting Prop D have raised more than $7.8 million, the largest amount by far for any San Francisco proposition in this election cycle. Proposition E passes with a simple majority. If both D and E pass, the one with the most votes cancels the other.
That's a brief take on Prop E from our friends at San Francisco Public Press. For more elections coverage, go to kalw.org.